daddy's old LGO. And I lost my mind somewhere in New Mexico. And T.W. put a snake on my back. I keep a red bone on my side.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Thursday already. That was fast. January 24th, 2019 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And it is a wild and strange ride for sure. Yesterday I was particularly hopeful and optimistic. Today I'm just beleaguered. We played Pirates and Emperors. Mr. Bordop and I both are, it's kind of run its course. You know, hopefully you get the message. Yesterday, listening to it was particularly wearisome. So I'm sure we won't do that for a while. Anyway, if it, you know, walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, et cetera, et cetera. It's probably a duck. And so, you know, you think of moments like Alison Weir talking about Dorothy Thompson and how Dorothy Thompson was recognized as the second most influential woman in America by Time Magazine. Remember Henry Luce? Remember the history there? And so recognized as the second most influential woman in America, basically, you know, that's bad guy speak for she's our woman, you know, kind of like he's our man kind of thing. And that was 1939, just a few short years later, a very few short years later, suddenly she comes under fire. The section of her Wikipedia entry titled Fame and Controversy. What happened? Well, she was a Zionist mouthpiece. Then she went to Palestine. She had a little trip there in 1945. And, as Wikipedia puts it, ran into difficulties, including accusations of anti-Semitism when she switched her views around radically. Again, according to the Wikipedia entry. Which she, including accusations of anti-Semitism, which she strongly rebuffed after being warned that hostility toward Israel was in the American press world, quote, almost the definition of professional suicide. And the Wikipedia entry for this issue, that paragraph concludes with these words. She eventually concluded that Zionism was a recipe for perpetual war. So if it seems to foment conflict, if it seems to balkanize, divide people, get them arguing, get them infighting, if it sounds like, if it feels like social Darwinism, cultural Marxism, if it feels like these kinds of things, chances are it probably is, and it's coming from the same sort of place, and it is everywhere. It's everywhere. And, you know, we may have always had this sort of thing, but I don't think so. And I believe it's a more concentrated and virulent strain. It is scientifically refined, militarily precise agitprop and cybernetic totalist propaganda. You know, we keep hearing about the rumblings of a civil war, another civil war. And for years, I mean, last year, for example, at the beginning of the year, this time last year, I was mentioning that it was the anniversary of the, I think for the last couple of years, you know, we were looking at the anniversary of the Russian Revolution, you know, the Bolshevik Revolution, the October Revolution, and how we've seen the same sort of forces shaping up here. I mean, you know, I talk about Addison Wiggin over at Agora Financial, and you know, he's the guy behind IOUSA. How do you get high profile financial types behind a film that reminds me very much, I guess, of the Morgan backed campaign to break the money trust 100 years ago? It sounds very similar. How did that happen? And it's, you know, on cue almost 100 years later, same sort of thing, same sort of forces being pitted against one another. Like I said, you know, ahead of the World Economic Forum meetings, which is, it's even admitted in the stories. You look at the press releases. I mentioned the stories for the Oxfam articles. Three of them. CBS News, a new billionaire is minted every 2 days as the poor lose wealth. Oxfam International report released today ahead of World Economic Forum in Davos. That doesn't sound like, you know, Marxist propaganda at all, does it? You know, colliding the alleged bourgeoisie and proletariat together. You know, and there are three others that I mentioned, the ABC News story, the AP story, same thing. And they were all saying the same thing, you know, released ahead of the World Economic Forum. We have this Oxfam report that tells us about the widening disparity, the ever-widening disparity. Really sort of fomenting conflict. So it's all over the place. You see it everywhere. And it comes often in the, I don't know, packaged in some subtle, more plausibly deniable package, kind of like these, you know. It would be easy for folks to argue, well, you know, whoever's responsible for the publishing of that article probably wasn't necessarily trying to get people fighting. Then there's the issue of, you know, the fact that scandal and bad things sell, you know, whatever titillates in the headlines is something that draws interest and attention. So that just sort of adds to the plausibly deniable, or the element of plausible deniability, I perhaps should say. So you have those things. Regardless, whether on purpose or on accident, if that's what it sounds like, then chances are that's where it comes from. And so, you know, perpetual war is a bad thing. And I think Dorothy Thompson was right. Zionism is a recipe for perpetual war. And if the 20th century taught us anything, hopefully it taught us that. And it's a tool. You know, when you start reading certain books, you realize that really it's a tool, which reminds me of Pike's letter to Mazzini. And so quickly, you know, people are talking about the JQ. What the heck is the JQ? Well, the JA to the JQ is PZ vs PI equals WWIII. So political Zionism versus political Islam equals World War III. In other words, it's Pike's letter to Mazzini, whatever the initials for that are. That's what it is. And it seems like we can't go a day without seeing that. You know, that's exactly what's happening. Forces being drawn in on either side of a conflict, collided together. What can we do? I try to shed light on this. I don't hear anybody else talking about that. You know, you hear this people group is trying to take advantage of that people group. And again, this week, you know, we mark another anniversary of Martin Luther King Day, celebrating the birth of the great civil rights leader. You know, that speech, April 3rd, 1968, I think we could all, you know, I don't know. I don't find anything particularly offensive or disagreeable to the point that I say, you know what, I just can't relate, can't identify or get behind this guy. It sounds like he's, you know, a unifying voice for peace and freedom. Sounds like, you know, different guy who has, he's pretty aware that he's in the crosshairs. And of course, we know that the next day that proved true. Anyway, what can we do? You know, if it's kind of the same question in Christian circles. If there's no difference, you know, Larkin, Texas reminds us that action, it's about action. And again, Edward Bernays is always on the periphery of these kinds of discussions in America. The godfather of propaganda. Vance Packard, The Hidden Persuaders, Chapter 19, The Engineered Yes, right? Edward Bernays. Bernays has gotten his views published in the annals of the American Academy of Political and Social Science, where he pointed out that, quote, newsworthy events involving people usually do not happen by accident. They are planned deliberately to accomplish a purpose, to influence ideas and actions. Vance Packard's The Hidden Persuaders is the kind of the layman's insight into that whole industry and institution. So this is no small statement here, you know? Newsworthy events involving people usually do not happen by accident. They are planned deliberately to accomplish a purpose. What? To influence ideas and actions. And again, you back up a little bit, and the ability to influence is, and the techniques and the level at which the hidden persuaders seek to influence in order to have to create a leveraged effect of influence is pretty astonishing. So in another sense, you hear about, you know, you read certain articles or you hear a thing and it resonates at first, and then you hear people messing with people. You know, again, someone messing with somebody, trying to push somebody around or do something to manipulate somebody. It all kind of stems from the same source. It always goes back to the same issue, you know. And I've talked about balkanization. I wonder how many people have actually investigated the sort of etymological roots of that term and realize the variety of techniques that are used. Again, balkanization is different from dividing. You know, we hear divide and conquer, divide and rule, and that kind of stuff. Balkanization is a different term. It is, it has a sort of kinetic nature to it, a dynamic kinetic sort of nature to it, where dividing people is relatively, you know, static. Balkanization, by contrast, is sort of like roach bait in the Roach Motel. You know, you get people to take the bait and then they go away, and it just, again, it's one of those things that feeds on itself. Racial division, religious division, ethnic, you know, gender, socioeconomic, whatever line you can encourage people to start fighting on. There's some interesting stuff. You know, I just saw, for example, Frontline just released a video. When was that? Yesterday, I want to say. Let's see. A Class Divided, 53-minute deal. A teacher's lesson. Let's see. The day after Martin Luther King Jr. was killed, Jane Elliott. I mean, it's everywhere. It's so ridiculous. I'm deeply grieved watching it. I only watched 3.5 minutes or so of it. It's deeply grieving just to watch. The day after Martin Luther King Jr. was killed, Jane Elliott, a teacher, this reminds me of what Bertrand Russell wrote, you know, the social psychologists of the future, like Jane Elliott, will have a number of little, you know, innocent, naive, trusting little minds on which to experiment. And she did, apparently. Jane Elliott, a teacher in a small, all-white Iowa town, divided her third-grade class into blue-eyed and brown-eyed groups and gave them a daring lesson in discrimination. Oh, it was like, you know, Stanford Prison Experiment in, you know, third-grade Iowa. This is the story of that lesson, its lasting impact on the children, and its enduring power 30 years later. So, you know, I think it's despicable. I think it's absolutely reprehensible. You know, really awful. I could only get through a little over 3.5 minutes. This kind of stuff shouldn't be happening. Anyway, it's all about actions. And what can we do? I wonder myself, what can I do as a conscientious objector to this sort of manipulation and sophistry? You know, we can do certain things, but this system has gone so far off the rails. I don't know, maybe we could talk about that. Stick around, I'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Weary and I'm harried and I don't know what to do. There's no end to all the troubles that I'm in. In the lands that I'm patrolling, revolutions are unrolling. My antennae can't see any way to win. I'm the people's best policeman, here to guard them while I fleece them. But their sleeping habits aren't really fair. And I recently have found that the world is really round, and the little men are moving everywhere. Leave us alone. Leave us alone. Just find yourself a country of your own. Lick my boots and kiss my hand, and I might not bomb your land. Go to sleep and stop your mischief, little man. Oh, once there was a savior, and he lived in old Saigon, and the people really loved our man, the M.
Cardinal Spellman. That's a fun little installment. Bill Frederick, the Dean Rusk song. Remember what I read? What James Lowen wrote, one of the installments on Dean Rusk. Remember? Jonathan Quitney's fine book, Endless Enemies, cites various distortions of U.S. foreign policy owing to specific economic interests of individual corporations and or to misconceived ideological interests of U.S. foreign policy planners. Quitney points out that during the entire period from 1953 to 1977, the people in charge of U.S. foreign policy were all on the Rockefeller family payroll. Dean Rusk and Henry Kissinger, who ran our foreign policy from 1961 to 77, were dependent upon Rockefeller payments for their very solvency. Skipping ahead a few pages, the U.S. government lied about most of the six examples of foreign intervention just described. On the same day in 1961 that our Cuban exiles were landing at the Bay of Pigs, In their hapless attempt to overthrow Fidel Castro, Secretary of State Dean Rusk said, "The American people are entitled to know whether we are intervening in Cuba or intend to do so in the future. The answer to the question is no." Among the dead 3 days later were four American pilots. When asked about Chile in his Senate confirmation hearings for U.S. Secretary of State in 1973, Henry Kissinger replied, "The CIA had nothing to do with the Chilean coup, to the best of my knowledge and belief." Yeah, plausible deniability. And I only put in that question in case some madam appears down there who, without instruction, talked to somebody. Of course, later statements by CIA Director William Colby and Kissinger himself directly contradicted this testimony. Is there a thing called perjury? Perjured testimony? U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee eventually denounced our campaign against the Allende government. But it's always after the fact, isn't it? Uncle Sam's always saying, you know, again, pirates and emperors. Is Uncle Sam just a really bad judge of character, or is there something else? You know, why do war criminals always run the State Department, essentially? Uncle Sam is always after the fact. Uncle Sam is lamenting, "I don't know why this keeps happening to me." Meanwhile, these people, they all come from the same, they're all cut from the same cloth, at the very least, right? Cut from the same establishment, groomed in the same establishment circles. Anyway, back to the last segment. What can we do? Briefly. And then we'll move on from that. What can we do? What kind of action can people take as conscientious objectors? And what can we do in ways that don't seem to seek to victimize others, and by, you know, sort of in so doing, victimizing ourselves? Because that's the cruel Marxist irony of balkanization. Everyone is abused by it when it is invoked or when it's in force and effect. Balkanization leaves no one undisturbed, basically. And, you know, it was my understanding growing up learning about America, it was supposed to be, there was a vision, you know, that this was the land of milk and honey, the land of diversity in a good way, where smart people could get together, share their ideas, the best ideas could move forward, and we'd all be better for it. But nothing could be further from the truth since the, you know, just before the turn of the 20th century, and certainly by the dawn of the 20th century and forward. It's been a narrowly circumscribed little cartel that seems to dominate, influence, and tries to keep everyone distracted and infighting because, you know, that way people don't ever get wise and no marked break ever occurs. So what can we do? There are products, you know, you think about consumer products, for example. There's the issue of planned obsolescence. And again, speaking of the hidden persuaders, I've mentioned psychological obsolescence. It's not just planned obsolescence. There is a psychological aspect that goes into it. And again, you know, I always think of that Jacques Ellul quote. It's easy, because of the myth of progress, it's easier to sell a man an electric razor than a straight-edged one. So it's, you know, there's an element of psychological obsolescence. If it's not the next, latest, greatest, coolest, and this is fairly new. You remember back in the 60s, 70s, even into the 80s, handmade signs and things were very cool. Now, not so chic or in vogue, right? Mentally, we gravitate toward that slick corporate branding. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
T Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a
welcome back.
You're so very special.
You know, our minds gravitate toward that slick corporate branding. I remember back in the 80s in particular, my grandparents owned a laundromat growing up, a little laundromat in the town in Montana I was born in, and owned it for about 30 years. Little over 30 years, and they used to have the high school kids make their signs You know, we have soft water. Don't use too much detergent. Don't let your kids ride in the carts, that kind of stuff. And the high school art students would make the signs, and they were beautiful, fantastic, wonderful signs. And it was sort of a badge of honor. I remember as a rite of passage, I got allowed to make a sign or two. And I was never the artist that these kids were. So, you know, it's definitely sort of a bragging right type of a thing. Something that a young, you know, person, me in this case, aspired to. It was very cool. And back in those days, I think we still, you know, you have those old signs and things, the old oil brands. For example, you know, people collect the Texaco signs and things, a lot of that signage and branding, and even make their own. I've seen several folks make their own little mock gas stations in certain cases with this branding. But we know that people obviously are gravitating, they're drawn more to this slick corporate branding, and for reasons that people don't know. There's a lot of esoteric signaling and symbolism in it. And again, these things have been studied in ways that the average person doesn't realize. One of the best examples, I think, to illustrate this, the way that people just don't understand, they don't realize how they're being manipulated. And, you know, again, in Rand Corporation sort of game theory fashion, it doesn't feel like manipulation. It's a kinder, gentler manipulation. So, you know, I guess I'm kind of okay with it. One of the best examples, one of the most quintessential examples in my mind, is the focus group that was trying to figure out how to sell women cake mix. And so, you know, I think it was back in the 50s, the marketing types thought, if we just dehydrate all of the ingredients in the cake mix, then women will love that. Just add water and you can make a cake. You don't have to make a cake from scratch anymore. This will speed things up, and it's, you know, it's all about convenience, and that was the big push. So everything in the box was dehydrated, and women weren't buying cake mix. And the marketing types couldn't figure out why. They did a focus group. They did one of these deep studies that Vance Packer talks about, and a focus group, and they realized that women felt guilty because they weren't doing enough work. And so they took the egg out. You know, they did the little focus group. You know, if we take the egg out and you have to crack an egg and then add water, is that enough? Is that enough work, cracking an egg? Do you not feel guilty then? And basically that was the takeaway. And that's why today, obviously, you can dehydrate eggs just as much as anything else in the box. So why do you have to add eggs? And that is why. But who knows that? You have to add an egg because, you know, it's just not possible to dehydrate eggs? No. So these are the kinds of just little sort of nuanced manipulations, maybe, you know, to give it a sort of name. So what can we do? I dare say if a million people, 10, you know, 100 million people figured a thing or two out and just behaved differently, acted differently, might change things. You know, couple of products, couple of, I don't know, I guess you call them toiletries or whatever. Toothpaste and deodorant. For quite some time, let's start with toothpaste. I don't really care for aluminum or fluoride in toothpaste. You know, it's interesting. There's, you know, it's just a little bit of fluoride in toothpaste. just a little bit of fluoride here and there, right? But, you know, ironically, fluoride in toothpaste. Oh, you know, it helps this and that. Yeah, but it's also it can be very deleterious. It can be very harmful. And dental fluorosis, again, ironically, is a real thing. So where is my fluoride meter? Is there a fluoride meter that's issued with toothpaste? How do I know that, you know, how do the toothpaste manufacturers know that I'm not consuming more toothpaste in other things, or excuse me, more fluoride in other things that might mess with my fluoride levels? There's no warning, there's no concern, but dental fluorosis is a real thing. So where's my fluoride meter that tells me, oh, no, you've reached your limit? Probably ought to lay off the fluoride here and there. No one ever even talks about it. Dental fluorosis is a real thing. That's odd, don't you think? Ask a dentist, you know? Is this a real thing? Yeah, heck yeah. And you see people with it walking down the street, you know, not obviously in most cases, not very advanced condition, not very advanced state, but still, I mean, I've seen people with it. Is it not a concern? So, toothpaste and deodorant. I don't like fluoride, you know, people say, you know, what about a little baking soda and water? Yeah. But, you know, again, you know, the Arm & Hammer legacy is the same sort of, you know, gift that keeps on giving. Old school bad guy legacy. So no fluoride, no aluminum, you know, aluminum with glyphosate, you know, that's kind of a bad combination. Glyphosate helps to speed aluminum to your brain, pass it through the blood-brain barrier, you know, gather in bad places in your brain as if there was a good place for it to gather. Helps to eat holes in your brain and, you know, autism and all kinds of other things there. So don't want that. Not interested in having waste products in my toothpaste. So I will never buy any of the popular toothpaste brands. Won't do it. Because they just don't make a product that caters to my concern for my own health and well-being. No Crest, no Colgate, no, you know, whatever they are. Now I can't even think of them. You know, Aquafresh. None of the popular brands. Not even the alleged alt brands. Tom's is one of the few that I'm aware of, and they even, most of their stuff is not fluoride free. I think it's like 1 in 10, or maybe 2 in 10. Which is interesting. Why? Why is it necessary? Again, you know. So imagine if no one bought Crest, no one bought any of the brands that just get vacuumed up. Does that mean that Tom's brand would get bought out by, you know, Johnson & Johnson or whatever? One of the Ivy League pirate brands. That's what happens, right? Suddenly everyone gravitates to Tom's. Oh, well, you know. It's a great buy right now for Ivy League Pirates. Has a huge cult following. Kind of like Eddie Haskell Lampert involved in crashing Kmart. That's what happens. I know examples. You probably do too. I know examples on smaller level. People have created a great product. And you know, only for that brand to be them to receive a handsome offer from some large, much larger, you know, pirate syndicate and get bought out. How can we refuse this offer? You know, we're thinking about getting out of the business anyway. So at some point, no one can make us a better offer than this. Yeah, but what happens? Basically, the pirate syndicate buys your brand and then destroys it. It certainly is no longer how do you say it? The philosophy and the ethics behind the brand, the reason especially in this case, is no longer honored. It's not the driving force. You know, you read about some of the stories, how these brands come about, or, you know, you maybe in some cases, you know, folks. Again, I know of, you know, a few stories. People start making their own soap, for example, and suddenly the products become wildly successful. I wonder why. You know, people make their own soap and start using it, and it has natural aromatic ingredients, and it's naturally made. And it's wonderful. Homemade soap, so to speak, is actually wildly popular these days, as far as I know. Just in my own conjectural view, I see a lot of it in little stores and things. But you know, when the pirate syndicate buys these brands, then obviously the spirit by which the brand is operated and in many cases was founded usually is pushed out, and then the corporate monolithic approach takes over, and you know, we don't need stuff that's homemade. We can make a whole lot more money preying on this user base, consumer base, if we just ship manufacturing over to China, because they're really good at, you know, duplicating things. So we'll let them manufacture it for pennies on the dollar, and then we don't have to pay American workers. And, you know, it just, that's what they do. I mean, that's the Shark Tank way, isn't it? Wait a minute, you have American people making this? Why would you do that? Your cost per widget is through the roof. You know, haven't you read Jeremy Rifkin's Zero Marginal Cost Society yet? Don't you know that American labor is expensive? Anyway, so there's the toothpaste issue. You know, another is deodorant. So one of the products that I've used is a thing called Desert Essence. Tea tree oil deodorant, which seems to work pretty well. The packaging even mentions it's non-GMO. I don't really care about the GMO per se. I do, don't get me wrong. But it's not just the GMO is my point. And I think maybe we should be saying non-glyphosate, because Roundup can be sprayed on anything, GMO or not. Yes, there are Roundup ready crops that are engineered to be resistant to it, so then they can use Roundup as a crop desiccant. To dry as a drying agent, so you get a more uniform yield. But still, Roundup can be sprayed on anything. And when people are, you know, we're eating corn tortillas and everyone's dropping over dead of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, I wonder if maybe it's the glyphosate. What do you think? And again, the chelating of, you know, bad things by glyphosate helping to sort of catalyze the ill health effects of, you know, heavy metals and things, waste metal products like aluminum in the body. Glyphosate is very helpful in that, if you believe Dr. Stephanie Sennett's research, as I do. I think that she's done a good job So tea tree oil deodorant, non-GMO, long, I think it should say non-glyphosate, but that's just me. Long-lasting, et cetera, propylene glycol and aluminum free. So if everybody was buying stuff like that and not the, you know, the major brands, the brands that are pushed in our faces, wouldn't that have some kind of I don't understand why people aren't doing that anyway. Why are you sticking aluminum all over yourself and fluoride and aluminum in yourself when it's they have very deleterious effects on your physiology and your, you know, mental capabilities? I just don't understand that. Don't we have time to take care of ourselves? I would hope. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
See the politician, see him kiss the baby, see him help the little old lady cross the street. See the politician, see him making speeches,
on him, everything screaming peaches, ain't he sweet? See the politician, he says he can save the nation. He's the link between salvation and defeat. See the politician.
Welcome back.
Look at him kiss the baby.
The incomparable Lou Rawls. I understand that he was a real guy, genuine guy, a nice, humble, genuine guy, just pretty fantastic, super talented, also incredibly talented. So what would happen if everyone, you know, I mean, what would happen if 200 or 300 million American people decided to make different choices? And I just, it's astonishing to me, you know, Alzheimer's is a real thing, but no one stops to investigate. You know, there is a known correlation between glyphosate and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. But no one, I mean, I remember this friend who I keep mentioning that we have these difficult conversations from time to time when I start saying political Zionism. Chris, don't you support Israel? Yes, but let's define terms. Absolutely. The Bible tells me that I owe much to the folks who were the keepers of the oracles of God for so long. But who are we talking about? Are we talking about Jacob's descendants? Or, you know, according to Encyclopedia Britannica, and, you know, the Jewish, whatchamacallit, and every other mainstream source, there are two groups who call themselves Jews, and I would probably dispute that designation. You know, the Ashkenazi and Sephardim, if they have any claim to Jewishness, so to speak, it's not through those designations, not through the Ashkenazi or Sephardi designations, because Ashkenaz was not a descendant of Shem. It was a descendant of Shem's brother, right? Japheth. Ashkenaz was the grandson of Japheth, not Shem. So they're not Shemitic. And Sepharad was a region mentioned in the book of Obadiah near Spain. And what do either of those have to do with Jacob's people? Kind of my question. That's not an identity theory kind of thing. Don't get it twisted. But, you know, I guess we'll continue on the other side of this break. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.